The mad Russian took his leave, then Cavaretta led the team. Ernie's baseball days were full of fun. Williams began his streak, and Fergie was at his peak. Wrigley Field had many moments in the sun. I'm talking baseball. Glenn Beckert and the Andy Cubs. Baseball. Kessinger and Randy. Santo and the Vulture on the club. Handsome Ransom, DeFondi, Kenny Hubbs. Talking baseball. Baseball and the Cubs.
Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, my next guest, he doesn't need a huge introduction because he's only a Hall of Famer and the best pitcher in Cubs history. Ferguson Jenkins joins us on the line right now. Mr. Jenkins, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, Justin. I appreciate it. Thanks.
So talk about this. What does it mean for you to be a Hall of Fame Chicago Cub, to have your number up on the foul pole? What does it mean for you that the Cubs are in the World Series?
Well, it's pretty dramatic because of the fact that I played in the organization for 10 years and then coached for them also. I mean, these young men have really, really did a good job. And I think it's admirable that they get this kind of reward because they played so well, winning over 100 games during the season and having to play the wild card and then playoffs and having to prove themselves, you know, week after week. And now I think the task is almost over because they got a good opportunity to be World Series winners.
For you, I mean, what does it mean for you to put on that jersey and to play and to be a part of teams like the 1969 Cubs where, you know, everyone was thinking that was a year and it didn't happen? What's it mean for you to see this team get over the hump?
Well, you know, they've had so many good ball clubs over the years. The 69-70 team, 84, 2003, 2008. I just think that the pride of having to have played in the Cub uniform. You know, I played for the Wrigley family, and now there's been so many different owners. You know, now you got Tom Ricketts, which is an outstanding owner, and these players are really playing well. So I'm pretty proud of the fact that I was a Chicago Cub for those many years.
You know, for you, I mean, being one of the, if not the biggest pitcher with, I mean, the stats are enormous, are overwhelming, what you did not only in the 60s, but the early 70s with winning 24 games for the Cubs. When you see, you know, the Cubs staff and what they can do now, when you see guys like John Lester and you see Jake Arrieta and Kyle Hendricks, do you wish you were in situations like that as a ball player? Do you wish that you had a chance to be on the mound for a game one of a World Series?
Oh, yeah. So, well, there's always an opportunity that when you look back, maybe not born too early, but we were right there. We just didn't get over the hump. And I'm pretty proud of these young men that are playing now. You know, Lester, Hendricks, as you said, Arrieta. I mean, they got a good ball club. They've got a good team that scores runs. They play good defense. And they have a great pitching staff. So, I mean, it's all about these young men that are playing now. I think they're doing a fabulous job.
Talking with Fergie Jenkins, the Hall of Fame pitcher for the Chicago Cubs, here on the Download 720 WGN. I'm interested in your relationship with the Cubs fans. The fans, of course, you know, there's been so much made this week about getting to the World Series and sort of the idea of all these fans for the first time in 71 years being able to experience that. What's your relationship like with Chicago Cubs fandom?
They've waited a long time. I know they're pretty proud, too. These people that go out there year after year and buy season tickets and watch the Cubs, and now they've got that opportunity to cheer for a pennant-winning ball club and then possibly a World Series team that could do it in the next week or so. But I'm just happy that they've had that opportunity, and they're executing it, and they're doing it the right way. And if things work out, they score enough runs, pitch well enough, they could be World Series winners.
Yeah, how about that? You know, when you think back to, you know, especially what we just saw in the end of the NLCS in Chicago at Wrigley Field, clinching that game and watching, you know, Wrigleyville explode and all the thousands of people that came down for this. What's the emotions that run through your body, through your head as a former Chicago Cub, a Hall of Fame Chicago Cub, when you see that kind of celebration?
Well, I watched it 10,000 people in the street, not leaving after the game was over. And Hendricks pitched a fabulous ball game. I just think that they are as proud as the players are. And these fans are waiting for the ultimate goal, and that's a World Series winner. And so I'm pretty proud of the fact that I was watching them do that, the way they played, watching the fans stay and celebrate with the players. I think it's pretty admirable.
For you, I mean, you represent a team in 1969 that was the team of record for the Chicago Cubs for so many years, even though nothing, you know, didn't get a chance to go to the World Series. That team sort of rang out as almost the modern day Cubs as we know it. For the players that aren't here, Ron Santo, for Ernie Banks and the others, I mean, do you think about the idea that some of the people that you went into battle with aren't here to see the Cubs actually make the World Series?
Well, yeah, you have to think about it. You know, Dick Selma was on that ball club, Gene Oliver, Jim Hickman. So many guys have not had that opportunity to celebrate because of the fact that, you know, life is very short, and unfortunately they're not with us now. Mm-hmm. And they would be proud, just like all the rest of us that are still alive. We're going to celebrate with these young men if they have a chance to do it, and just to be proud that we were part of the history, even though we didn't win.
You know, to be such have so many statistics and so many accolades, and to be a Hall of Fame pitcher, to wear number 31, to be one of the best, if not the best pitcher that the Chicago Cubs have ever had. What does it mean to you? I mean, as a Canadian ball player, I mean, you're Canadian Hall of Fame as well, but what does it mean to you to be at the upper echelon in Cubs history?
Well, the pride of putting on the uniform and then playing as well as I did, winning a lot of ball games, and then the honor of having your number retired, and it flies on the flagpole with all so many other guys. You know, Greg Maddux wore 31 mm-hmm. for quite a few years. Ernie Banks, Sandberg, Billy Williams, Ron Santo. I just think that it's a pride that a lot of times you can't express and put into words because of the fact that you played with these fellas. You played against good players. And as a pitcher, I tell people all the time, you don't do it alone. So I had good teammates to get me to where I'm at now, to be a Hall of Famer. So that's the pride of knowing that you played as well as you could, and the Hall of Fame is an award along with having your number retired as a Chicago Cub.
There's no way we're going to see you this weekend throwing out the first pitch, huh?
I'm going to be there with
you will
with Greg Maddux on Saturday throwing out the first pitch. It probably won't be a good pitch, but I'll throw it out there.
That's amazing. Well, we'll look forward to that here in Chicago. I think that's a very fitting tribute to my guest tonight, Fergie Jenkins, the best pitcher in Chicago Cubs history, good old number 31, Hall of Fame pitcher for the Cubs. Mr. Jenkins, thanks for taking some time out tonight. We really appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. All right, guys, good luck.